I had previously bought a set of these, around 2020, because they contained an ESP12F with Tasmota support. Later I bought some more, but they changed the chip used in them. Thankfully, I found people that have been making a similar firmware for this board as well. There's no guide for this particular device, however, but I can use this as an opportunity to contribute something. I had only used Tuya Convert before, so this was a bit of a learning curve. But actually doing the modification was not difficult once you figured it out. Once I'd done one of them, the rest took less than 5 minutes each. Here's what I ended up doing for most of them. Initially, I soldered all four wires, VCC, ground, TX, RX, but later I used cheap probes for the power, could do wire wrapping instead, and just held the TX, RX by hand, no soldering. Using a clone Arduino Uno held in reset in place of a USB to TTL serial adapter. I used the BK7231 Easy UART Flasher tool, running it under Linux, using mono. A baud rate of 4600-800 was consistent for me. I simply held the serial wires in place, clicked the read-write button in the flasher tool, then plugged in the VCC pin to the Arduino. Here's some photos of the boards. Configuration. Pins. Note. Original firmware had the LEDs red when on and blue when off. I don't find this natural, so I've swapped this behavior. If you prefer the original behavior, use LED instead of LEDN. Under Configure Startup, I set both channels to -1 so it would remember switch state upon power loss. Under Configure General Flags, I set Flag 6, Instant Touch Reaction, instead of waiting for release, aka Set Option 13. Otherwise, touch buttons will only be on when held. AI, just to clarify. Are you looking for help with anything specific regarding flashing or configuring the MGAUW-F01 sockets? Or are you mainly sharing your experience for others? Sharing how to get OpenBeacon installed and configured on it. AI, did you run into any issues or unexpected behavior during the flashing or setup process that you'd like advice on? A general explanation of how to configure OpenBeacon for a new device would be nice. I spent some time figuring out how the pin numbers in OpenBeacon correlated with the board I have, before realizing the pin numbers are for the Beacon chip itself. So, I basically had to ignore them and use the names for the pins only, except pin 14, which was just pin 14. I also didn't learn OpenBeacon had tools to detect and test pins within its UI before I had already worked it out by tracing, beeping out each pin with a multimeter.